Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline right now is Patriots cornerback Jason McCourty. Our conversation with Jason is brought to you by Town Fair Tire, McFarland Energy. Check out McFarland's new customer oil delivery special at McFarlandEnergy.com. And by Zooty. Build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing great, thank you. It is a it's a different world in the National Football League and, well, in the world in general. And this weekend's travel schedule is indicative of that. You guys are headed for Seattle this afternoon. And as I understand it, once you get to the hotel, you basically are in on lockdown in your rooms at that point, right?
Yeah, for the most part, we'll be in the hotel and we can be amongst our travel party. So it's not just in your room, like in our kind of common areas with the rest of the guys and administrators, our operations, like those people who are around on a daily basis will all be fine, obviously, to be around.
A lot of good quarterbacks in the league, Jason, but I don't know how many are better than Russell Wilson. Coach Belichick was talking about him yesterday, said kind of a similar thing, like, you know, maybe he is the best in the league. What makes him so challenging?
Man, he can do it all. You know, he's a guy that can stand in the pocket and make every single throw you need him to make, and he's also a guy who gets outside the pocket and puts the ball as accurate as anybody on the run. And then he can just take the ball and run with it and pick up 30, 40 yards. So he's a special type player. He's a tough challenge. Each and every time you go against him, you know it's going to be a long day.
Jason, last year the Seahawks were one of the better rushing teams in the NFL, yet last week in their debut, a 38-25 win over the Atlanta Falcons, the Seahawks throw for four touchdowns and put forth a pretty surprising passing attack. How are you guys preparing for the possibility that you could be dealing with Metcalf and Lockett and Olsen, yet at the same time you could see them switch right over to that aggressive running attack featuring Chris Carson?
Yeah, I know it'll sound cliche, but that's kind of our motto here. But it's do your job. You know, give them plays. There's going to be guys that are responsible for the run. As a cornerback, for the most part, always going to be responsible for the pass. So I think for all of us as a team, we just have to do our job. We have to make sure we're reading our keys and we're doing the things necessary and whatever the defensive call is. They're a team that's balanced. They can run the ball and win the games. They can pass the ball and win games. They showed that last week.
There's no escaping the fact that you're missing some key players from the team that played defensively for you a year ago, some from free agency, some from opt-outs. Is there a bit of a chip on the shoulder of the Patriots' defense, sort of like, well, we'll show you what we can do?
I think there's always a chip of guys wanting to go out there and play well and go out there and win games. I don't really think there's any correlation to that and who we lost last year. I think every team, in some form or fashion, you're dealing with the loss of players. It's just what our league is each year. Whether it be through free agency, whatever the case may be. Obviously, this year has been a little bit different because of the opt-outs. But I just think we want to go out there and we want to prove ourselves. And like you said, the fact that there are guys that are gone, that means that there are new guys. So those guys, I don't think they have a chip, per se, because of the other guys that aren't here. But they want to go out there and prove what they can do and show what their worth is.
Just over a year, entering his second season as DK Metcalf, what have you seen out of him? Because he strikes me as a guy kind of built like a tight end with the speed of a wide receiver, almost unfair in the way that, you know, the size and speed that he brings to the table.
Yeah, I mean, he's a monster. He's a guy who was very productive as a rookie, and then starting last week, looks like he's picking up where he left off last year, so. He's the type of receiver where you always have to know where he's at. And that's just the receiving core in general. You know, Lockett obviously doesn't have the same size as Metcalf, but he's running just as fast. And he's a guy who has a great connection with Russell Wilson. So both of those guys, they do damage. They make plays all over the field, whether it's short, whether it's deep. On scramble plays, they're able to get open and get to the sweet spot exactly where Russell Wilson wants them. So, they're going to be a tough challenge come Sunday night.
Well, they may be going up against a pretty tough challenge themselves in your secondary. Jason, tell me a little bit about the closeness, the fraternity of your secondary. It sounds like you guys are really evolving, and you and your brother especially are loving the veteran mentorship roles. Your brother said that Kyle Duggar is an athletic freak and is already creating some of those. Did you see those moments in practice? Last week, Joan Williams grew up and had himself a big game. Adrian Phillips, someone described him as a linebacker masquerading as a safety, or like a linebacker safety with the spirit of a linebacker. He got a pick last week. You guys feeding off each other and really kind of building some chemistry back there to be a top unit in the league?
Yeah, definitely. I think for us in the back end, there's just a ton of respect for each and every guy for what they're good at and what they excel at. And I think definitely we do a really good job of just figuring out, like, hey, now that a lot of us here have been playing together for a while, Steph, JC, John Jones, Dev, myself, adding guys like AP, Duggar, T. Brooks is here for a second year, just taking the time to get to know each other and figure out what guys like to do. So on our defenses, the more we all understand, we can play multiple roles. And I think that kind of helped us excel in the conversations that we have before practice, during practice, of getting ready each and every week. It's extraordinary. And like you said, it's been a ton of fun for me, you know, coming just to New England in my 10th year and now being the third season of just being able to learn the defense here, get to know the guys, and just try to get us as good as a team and as a secondary as we possibly can. So we're just working every day to improve.
Jason, congratulations on the win to start the season last week. Best of luck this weekend in Seattle. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason.
Good luck, Jason.
Patriots cornerback Jason McCourty. This week's Verizon matchup features the entire Patriots defense against Russell Wilson. Verizon, best network, best unlimited.